We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us for a few minutes this morning, the man for whom every day is Thanksgiving and every day is about eating. And that's pretty much about it because we're both at the same stage of life. It's Chris Powell, managing editor of the Journal Inquirer. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ray.
Well, it is true. I had something yesterday. The average couple spend 5.5 hours a week figuring out what to eat, something like that. So
it becomes a centerpiece.
So I'm driving home the other day and got the news on, and there's a story, and you pointed out in your latest column in Journal Inquirer, that's journalinquirer.com, about this guy in West Hartford, and he broke into this woman's house. And she retreated to her safe room, which is not a bad thing to have. The cops came, found him hiding in a bathroom, had a knife and a bunch of stolen items. And this guy had 130 arrests and 46 convictions. So why is he out?
It's a good question, Ray. I think he's out because Connecticut does not have what I would call an incorrigibility law. There are many cases like this, and in fact, there were three just in the first week after the governor announced that we're going to close a prison in Enfield because crime is down so much and the prison population is down so much.
Okay.
As James Walker, the editorial page editor of the New Haven Register, pointed out, he said, you know, Governor, they're not in prison, they're out here on our streets, and, you know, maybe crime is down somewhat, but we do have a lot of incorrigible people who are wandering among society committing crimes. There was a stolen car incident in Hartford a couple days after the governor made his announcement. The police arrested a 17-year-old who they said had a long, long record of stealing cars. Prosecutors have said that the juveniles have realized in Connecticut that we don't punish them in any serious way, so they just keep committing crimes, knowing that nothing will be done to them. There's cases like this all the time. The first one was a guy from Windsor who I think the day after the governor announced for closing the prison was caught and charged with two murders in Hartford back in September, and he had 23 arrests and at least one felony conviction. My point is not that the governor is wrong about his second chance society. I think he's absolutely right.
Prison
makes people worse. If you give anybody a prison sentence of more than 6 months or a year, you're impairing his life for the rest of his life. He's not going to be able to get a job. He's not going to be able to get decent employment that allows him to advance in life. It's really going to reinforce them in crime. But when you have these repeat offenders, when they can accumulate dozens of arrests and convictions, I think you have to acknowledge there's incorrigibility there, and we do not have a three strikes law. And,
right.
I think we should have a three strikes law, or even a 15 strikes law, probably would have prevented the crimes that, you know, can mock the governor after his prison closing announcement.
On the other end of the rainbow, and there's been a lot of criticism of this, and yet I still see this. This gives you a chance for rehabilitation. There is that. And there are things you can do when you are locked up that will, in fact, enable you to perhaps get out a little earlier than you would have. Now, that's by and large seems to, Chris. I don't know. You've looked into this more than have I. It seems to me that, you know, that's not a bad thing, but we've had a number of cases, egregious ones, where somebody gets out on one of these programs and then goes right back to it.
Yeah, the correction department tries hard to give, you know, prisoners some opportunities if they want opportunities. Its success is not terribly great, but, you know, we've got to try. My point is simply when we've, you know, failed 15 times, I think we got to acknowledge it.
Hey, has this, you know, that one story that we started out with here, the 130 arrests, 46 convictions. Upon those 46 convictions, was there jail time involved or no?
I don't know. You know, to get that whole record, I'd have to, I think, pay
$50. FOI, yeah.
You know, more interested in making payroll this week.
But, yeah.
I think it establishes the principle of the thing. You know, obviously, he hasn't committed murders yet. It's probable that he hasn't committed murders yet. He would have gotten a much longer sentence out of that. You know, he could have committed many felonies and still been out. You know, when you get up to that number, if the courts are not able to put somebody away for a long term after,
yeah,
you know, so many convictions, I think you've got to recognize incorrigibility and say, hey, look, this is it. You know, you're not going,
right,
to improve.
And, well, you know, the bottom line is, are there people, and I believe there are quite a few, who can be rehabilitated, say, okay, I'm not going to do this again. I've learned my lesson. That does happen. I think probably more so than the other thing
we're talking about. It does happen, but even in those cases, Ray, they come out into society so impaired.
Right.
You have no idea how hard it is for somebody who has done prison time to get a job. And,
oh, yeah,
you know, the employers are fairly concerned about that.
Yeah.
Any employer who hires a former prisoner is taking on liability for his company. You know, you hire somebody who's come out of prison and he commits another crime, if he's on the job, you know, guess what? You're going to get, you know, sued for negligence.
Right.
You don't need the trouble. So, you know, I think the objectives here are to minimize the criminal offenses. I mean, I don't think we need to criminalize, you know, people's drug problems.
Right.
I think the governor has come around on that.
Okay.
You know, rehabilitation in prison and education and stuff like that is great.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to succeed all that much. When you get these great numbers of arrests and convictions of the single person, I mean...
Right. It gets ridiculous.
You've got to stop pretending.
All right, Chris. Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. You can read Chris's work almost daily at journalinquirer.com and pick up a copy of the paper, too, by the way. Help him make payroll. It's 7... Thanks, Chris, for being on.
Thanks, Ray.
Good to talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.